That dream again. My small business needs to hire, but I don't use LinkedIn, and I hire an energy vampire. But also, they're a literal vampire. And suddenly, my team is spending all their time sharpening wooden stakes and buying bulk silver and rehearsing ancient chants, and then I wake up.
Don't let hiring nightmares ruin your dreams. LinkedIn Jobs' new AI assistant takes insights from over 1 billion professionals to create a short list of the best fits for you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/quality. Start hiring today with LinkedIn.
The Subaru Share the Love event is on from November 20th to January 2nd. For 18 years, Subaru and its retailers have supported over 2,700 local charities through the Share the Love event. When you purchase or lease a new vehicle during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru and its retailers will make a minimum $300 donation to charity. Visit Subaru.com/share to learn more.
Guys, Georgia versus Alabama. Bama trying to redeem themselves after the embarrassment against Florida State. I cannot wait to break this game down. This is everything that's great about college.
There's nothing more dangerous than an Alabama team with something to prove.
I don't know. Georgia, they're pretty confident right now, Kevin. Yeah. We'll see. 1-8 weekend of college football we have in store for the whole slate of the 27th. Now, again, we're releasing this going into week four. This will be week five. But Georgia and Alabama, guys, they both have a bye week. They're not going to play anybody. So why not go ahead and talk about it? We've got a good idea of what we think is going to happen. This is obviously a huge matchup. We're going to talk about everything that's going to go into it, kind of the feeling we have right now. And then obviously we'll have our predictions on our Wednesday show of that week. But David Cone, former Michigan quarterback to my left, Blaine Crane, former Western State, Colorado wide receiver to my right. David, I want to start. Actually, Blaine, let's start with the spread. What's the
right now? The spread is -3.5 Georgia. Remember, this game is at Georgia's, between the hedges. Over under is 54.5. Alabama money line going off +136. And I'm using FanDuel Sportsbook for this.
Yeah, you know, Cone, Georgia coming off that big win at Tennessee. Offense played really well. Tennessee lit Georgia's defense up. Surprised, you know, a decent amount of us. You know, you look at Alabama, they dropped the opener to Florida State, handle La Monroe, handle Wisconsin. Ty Simpson's look great. You know, we said we're not going to know about Alabama until they face someone of equal or greater value, and there's some adversity when it comes down to the culture and the motivation and the leadership or lack thereof that we didn't see against Florida State. What an opportunity for Alabama, and it's a blackout at Georgia, to go into Athens and kind of right the ship and get back into that lane of, hey, this team could win the whole thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll say what I said last year. How cool that we're getting this matchup in season at a college campus.
Hell
we've seen Georgia and Alabama play every year for the last decade, almost always in Atlanta, almost always for the SEC championship game. But now with the SEC, no more divisions. We got in Tuscaloosa a year ago, which we were at live streaming at Innisfree.
Incredible.
Now we get the opposite of that over in between the hedges in Athens. And yeah, I mean, look at the state of both programs. You know, I mean, Kirby Smart learned under Nick Saban, left to take the Georgia job, has won two national championships. But last year, even though they won the SEC, it's a disappointing year, right? Because you didn't do anything in postseason. And what happened? You lost to Alabama, even though Nick Saban had retired. And like you said, so far, Alabama, you come out at Doak Campbell against Florida State. Couldn't have been more disappointing, not just because you lost the football game, but no fight. They're quitting there in the fourth quarter, just exposed in the second half of that game. And how they've responded the last 2 weeks is important for me. No one cared what the score was going to be against UL Monroe. It was about attitude and execution. They handled that. Then last week against Wisconsin, the score matters a little bit more because it's a Power Four opponent. Mm-hmm. I was there in person in Tuscaloosa. Attitude and execution. They had both of them, but you don't get national respect back unless you go and perform in a game like this. I think Alabama's poised to do it.
Blaine, I want to start with the matchup of Alabama going up against Georgia's defense. You know, you look at Georgia's defense this year. Obviously, they have talented guys. They have players that are going to play in the NFL that are running all around that defense. And I want to make sure to give Tennessee credit for what they did against Georgia. You know, it's one thing to air the ball out, the ball hangs or it's underthrown, a guy comes back, makes a play on it, scores a touchdown. Tennessee did that twice. It's another thing to line up between the tackles in the box and have success running the ball the way that Tennessee did. This Alabama offensive line, and that hadn't been great in the run game. In my opinion, even in their wins the last 2 weeks, they haven't looked unbelievably dominant to me. Can they go in there and be balanced offensively to give Ty a chance to be able to make some plays throughout this game?
I mean, you would think so, especially with all the hype that Alabama's offensive line got coming into this year, and what happened against Florida State was so surprising. One of the big things I think, Ty Simpson is one of the best if he has a clean pocket and he can go through his progressions. Like, he's a starter at Alabama for a reason.
He knows what he's looking at.
You can see that, right?
He knows what he's looking at.
And I don't think a guy that gets talked about enough is Gunnar Stockton. I mean, we did our top 10 quarterback list, and we all had Joey Aguilar in front of Gunnar Stockton after Gunnar went into Tennessee and won that football game. So when you have two big, powerful, dominant teams like this, it's going to come down to one thing really early, especially on the Georgia side. Can you control the line of scrimmage? You didn't see that against Tennessee, which was the biggest surprise. It's not that Joey Aguilar threw for 370 yards through the air. So Tennessee was dominating the line of scrimmage, a little bit different story in the fourth quarter. But who can have that upper edge on the offensive line? Because, look, if Ty can sit back there, he's going to pick you apart pretty well. If Gunner can sit back there and get the run going, it's only going to enhance a Mike Bobo play-action offense. So it's going to come down to the line of scrimmage. And the one big thing when I brought this up about Alabama before the year started is, who is that guy on the edge? Who is that? Because they always have one, right? Hell, I was watching Dallas Turner run around for the Vikings
sure.
the other day. Who is that big guy on the edge that can be a game wrecker, that can go and actually make Gunnar Stockton worried, maybe speed up his clock? I don't know if they have that guy this year, and that kind of stuff can be the difference.
Well, Ty Simpson, to me, I don't know if, because he ran out of some clean pockets against Florida State. It was very kind of Peyton Thorne-ish the way he was running out of clean pockets. I don't know if that's because it was his first true start as the guy at Alabama, or if he realized, oh my God, Florida State is actually better than what we thought, and they're going to really get after me. Against La Monroe, I don't think you're super worried about being in the pocket. Against Wisconsin, I don't think you're super worried about being in the pocket and going through your progressions. Is there a panic factor going on the road with Ty Simpson against a team like Georgia, where once again, he's like, oh shit, if they get to me, they can get to me and get me down?
Well, obviously, Kirby Smart's ability as a defensive schematic play caller, his ability to put opposing quarterbacks in a blender is well documented.
Yeah.
He could do that, right? Remember last year with even Quinn Ewers, and they were on the road in Austin. Like, I've seen Kirby do that a lot. They could do it against Ty Simpson, and we say, wow, you're the guy we saw for three quarters in that Florida State game, right? But since that Florida State game, he's 41 of 46, 608 yards, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, 72% completion percentage on the year. That's hard to do even against air. I'm really impressed with the ball placement. I'm impressed with the RPO. He can move. He can utilize his mobility. Can you do that on the road against a Kirby Smart-led defense? That's a big question I have. Another factor for me is, to me, Alabama has to start fast. And right, when they were on script against Florida State, it looked really good. But remember a year ago, started out 28 to nothing with Jalen Milroe. Georgia storms back in the second half. Again, Tennessee last week. Let's just see, what was it?
21-7.
Tennessee, 21 points in the first half. Kirby Smart's ability to go into halftime, make adjustments, and impose his will in the second half of games is also well documented. Alabama, to me, not only has to start fast and build that lead, but then sustain it throughout four quarters.
Well, and another thing I think is cool, and to me, the X factor in this game is actually the designed quarterback run game. Because when you watch Gunner and Ty, I actually think there's some similarities there in their prototype, in the way they run. Neither one of them is incredibly fast, but they're quick enough to be a problem. They can break tackles. We've seen that. They can run tough and get tough yards. And having that extra element of the quarterback, whether it be in the zone read, whether it be in the power read with the jet motion, where the quarterback keeps it and you're just running basically Q power off the read with that jet motion. To me, if your original run game with the back is not working, if your zone stuff is not working, if your gap scheme stuff is not working, having that element of the quarterback being able to run, I actually believe that whichever quarterback ends with the most, if you said, Jake, you can pick one stat from the box score to say, whoever has more or less of this will win the game. Originally, I would have said penalty yardage, because that's been a huge problem for Alabama, and you're not going to survive on the road in Athens committing penalties. But Georgia, you know, also isn't exactly fantastic when it comes to not giving up penalties. But to me, it's which quarterback has the most rushing yards. Mm-hmm. I think whichever quarterback has the most rushers, and I'm talking about sacks included,
because
sure. they include that in college, not in the NFL. I think that is the team that wins the game. And I just find it fascinating that they're so similar in that kind of role.
Well, true, but the one thing I'm kind of looking at, and it's just as a receiver myself, is one, is Ryan Williams going to be Ryan Williams?
That's what I was, yeah.
Right? Is he going to be the guy that everybody after last year thought was going to come on and just absolutely tear up the scene? Because to be honest with you,
against Georgia's when he's like coming out.
A lot of Alabama fans would probably agree with me. Bernard's been the best receiver that they've had on that field throughout the season. Ryan Williams, Bernard versus Zachariah Branch and Colby Young. Those two from each team, which duo is going to show up? I know you got Oscar Delp, but you saw what Georgia can do with Zachariah Branch. You can throw him out to the flats. He'll take it 60 yards. Ryan Williams started to cook a little bit against Wisconsin on the toss back screen. You go score 70 yards. Are your guys going to show up? Which impact players on each side are going to be the difference? Is it going to be Ryan Williams or is it going to be Zachariah Branch? That's what I'm interested in seeing.
Oh, the tailgates are fired up. The grills are fired up. We're fired up. And you need to have the best meat in the game.
Tell them, son.
Ooh. All right, that's what it comes down to.
What's that?
That's recruiting. The recruiting for grillers is getting the best meat. That's why you need to go to Good Ranchers.
Yeah.
All right, you need to subscribe to get one of their boxes. 100% American meat from local farms and ranches delivered straight to your door. It's so easy and it's so delicious. Now, anything you like about Good Ranchers boxes, put in your order. And here's the deal. If you subscribe to any Good Ranchers box today and you use code BOOSTER, that's B-O-O-S-T-E-R, you get your pick of free meat for life. Use our code BOOSTER. Get that $40 off plus free meat for life. GoodRanchers.com. David, what's been your favorite meat from Good Ranchers on the grill?
Mine, bone-in ribeye, but we've been having the ground beef tacos recently.
Dude, I'm telling you, the chicken is kicking.
Look, I'm telling you, the fillets.
Ooh.
Hashtag hit different. Fillets, mashed potatoes, little Brussels sprouts.
GoodRanchers.com. Welcome to the table. Use the code BOOSTER. Figure it out. Well, the Bernard Williams comparison, Ryan Williams is more talented than Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy Bernard's just more consistent. Ryan Williams has made some great plays here in the recent weeks, but he's also, I watched him drop a touchdown pass and a couple other big plays against Wisconsin that they weren't able to hit. But how crazy is it, guys, that we are sitting here a week before the Georgia-Alabama game, and I'm looking on the line of scrimmage on both sides for each one of these juggernauts, and I'm asking myself, are they elite? Mm-hmm. How am I asking myself, is Alabama and Georgia, can they be elite on the defensive line? Because I haven't seen it. I have not seen guys from Alabama that you're like, all right, you bring up Dallas, you bring up Will Anderson and all these guys they've had in the past, but Georgia's got the same problem.
Yeah.
I watched Tennessee line up and run it down their throat and have their way with them for most of that game. I mean, is this another shootout? Is this game becoming a shootout?
Quite possibly, which is weird to say with these two teams. Another thing, especially on the Alabama side, we have to consider are the injuries over there. Like Tim Keenan hasn't been playing, right?
Which
like,
I think he's going to be back.
And that's where these bye weeks are so huge. And he ran right by me in Tuscaloosa. He didn't play against Wisconsin. He may not have even taken the field really so far this year. But that's a force up front where having that bye week to get ready is huge. Yeah. And then on the other side, Georgia coming off of just such an emotional game in Knoxville, having a bye week for both these programs to get ready. But I'm so glad you brought up Ryan Williams because I was going to say Ryan Williams and Caden Proctor, offensive lineman for Alabama. Mm. Who are you guys really? Are you guys the type who can really flex your muscles and flex your ability against smaller competition, right? Or are you the guys, Ryan Williams, who caught the game-winning touchdown against Georgia a year ago? Caden Proctor, are you really the guy who's projected to be a first-round pick in the NFL? Can you be that consistently against the best competition in the country? Because they're going to need both of them.
Send Annie a voice note.
Hey, sis. So, okay, you know that cozy hoodie you always steal from Charlie after your workouts? Well, I just went to Lululemon and saw they have the same one for women now. I think it's called Steady State. Just throwing the idea out there since you haven't added your wish list in the group chat yet. Plus, I know how much you love matching Charlie. Anyway, talk later. I'll see you at Run Club.
Shop Women's Steady State now at lululemon.com.
Well, and 100%. And again, the Caden one shocked me a little more than the Ryan one because you feel like with his, if you watch Caden Proctor move around, somebody that big that is that flexible and can do the things he can do, you think would eventually figure out. But from a play calling standpoint, and let's start with Georgia and Mike Bobo at home. I thought Mike called a fantastic game against Tennessee. I feel like Gunnar Stockton is more in the mold of what Mike Bobo wants. A quarterback that, you know, he's a tough ass. He's going to get guys lined up. He's going to make the right decision with the ball. He can run this, that, or the other. But if you're at home again and you're Georgia and you're kind of not sure about Ty Simpson yet, how aggressive should Georgia be down the field when in reality, it's been their intermediate and short game passing that has really helped this offense. You talk about Zachariah Branch taking off and scoring on that 70-yard touchdown, what they're able to do on the now screens, what they're able to do in the quick game. And it seems like that's what gets Gunner going, and then you start pushing the ball down the field. Do you think they'll do the same against Alabama at home?
I think, and a lot of I'm basing on, if I'm Georgia, I'm watching that Florida State tape. And the one thing I get worried about with Womack, the defensive coordinator in Alabama, is he loves to mug these linebackers.
He does.
He loves to bring these linebackers to the line of scrimmage. And where does that hurt you? On the edge.
Yeah, that's where right? Gus
and
killed
Florida
him.
State and Gus killed him with that. So how much jet sweep action are we going to get out of Mike Bobo? How much stretch are we going to get out of Mike Bobo just to hit the edges and let Frazier get out and go? Because at the end of the day, Georgia wants to establish a running game.
For sure.
It builds everything off of it. You can hit the deep pass, the intermediate. So if it's me, right, I'm testing those edges. You really don't have a phenomenal edge player if you want to mug those linebackers. And I'm making these guys tackle in space and running these guys. Because that's what Florida State did. It wasn't really downhill. It was sideline to sideline. So I think Georgia will be a little bit more east and west this game than they were north and south.
Coney, you know, each team is going to want to establish the run early, right? It's an SEC matchup. It's Kirby Smart. Kalen DeBoer, maybe from Washington, and Penix made it thrown it 1,000 times. But Ryan Grubb, you know, wants to be balanced. I know people talk about, oh, well, he got fired from the Seahawks because he wouldn't run it this, that, or the other. If you're Alabama, the thing I think that Ty needs the most right now is confidence. And you can sit here and say all the nice things to him, and we believe in you, buddy, and this, that, or the other. But if you don't come out in that script on that first drive or early in that game and give him an opportunity to maybe make a play down the field to Ryan Williams, you know, do you think that could affect maybe Ty Simpson's confidence later on in the game when he might have to, like against Florida State, lead them down the field with his arm and throw it? How would you approach it if you were the play caller for Bama?
That's a really good question because I've been approaching this game saying which coach trusts their quarterback most in the RPO game to make true reads. I saw Ty Simpson have success in the RPO against Wisconsin. Do you trust him to make reads, pull the ball, throw slants behind linebackers against Kirby Smart's defense? The Ryan Grubb thing at Seattle, though, is real, right? There were moments where he threw the football too much when they needed to run the football, and that became a sticking point up there in Seattle with the NFL. I know that Kirby Smart and Mike Bobo, when they need a four-minute drive to milk the game and end it, I know that they can at least know when to run the football. Whether or not you can do it effectively, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. Can Alabama, when they need it most, run the football to end a football game at the end? That's a question that I still have, but all of it is based on how have you played up to that point, which they're going to need Ty Simpson to be a difference maker, not just an average football player, a difference maker to go win this game.
I would not be shocked if the first play from scrimmage where Alabama has the ball, it's a play action shot. I would not be shocked at all if that's what you saw.
I mean, you should. I mean, after what you saw with Tennessee, especially with the one-on-one matchups with receivers, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, if I'm Alabama, the one thing I am looking at is how many one-on-one matchups can I get with my guys and Bernard and Williams? Because at the end of the day, Tennessee was killing Georgia in one-on-one matchups. And you know,
and it wasn't with, like, veteran dudes. No, like Brazo, Brazo was murdering them.
Yeah,
but I mean,
like, one of the strongest things about Georgia's defense is their secondary, and they're more cover corners than actually corners that have come up and laid the wood to you. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting game. My one thing that kind of – what coach trusts their quarterback more?
Yeah.
Right? Kind of what you said, David. I think it's Gunnar Stockton because you line up and you threw a 50-yard bomb on 4th and 6 with the game on the line and completed it to London Humphreys for Georgia. I think they have a little bit more confidence in what Gunnar can do after especially last week.
God, I cannot wait for this game. We're going to be talking about it all week. We want to know what you think. Go ahead, give us your score prediction. We're going to pin a comment. Give us your score for Georgia and Alabama. We're going to make our picks on Wednesday of who's going to win this game. It's a loaded slate. I mean, you can go through the list. Oregon, Penn State. I mean, Auburn's going to A&M. There's so many good
games. A lot of money out there.
Yeah, a lot of money out there. Appreciate you guys joining us. Make sure if you're not subscribed, you hit that subscribe button and like the chances of me not wanting this game played right now. I have to have it right now. We're going.
Ooh.
Whew. Gone. That's a catch. I have possession.
Starting a business can seem like a daunting task unless you have a partner like Shopify. They have the tools you need to start and grow your business. From designing a website to marketing to selling and beyond, Shopify can help with everything you need. There's a reason millions of companies like Mattel, Heinz, and Allbirds continue to trust and use them. With Shopify on your side, turn your big business idea into Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/special offer.